This is chapter 14 in our series of short pieces covering 1918-1919, the race riots in Wales and the events that affected it. Chapter 14, 1918, Setting the Tone. A taste of things to come for black people. Now, black and minority ethnic regions of the British Empire, the countries and people involved in World War One. Now, Barbados put £100,000 in cash, and the rest of the West Indian colonies £2 million, towards the war effort in the First World War. India £200 million. 1.3 million Indians served in World War One. It's important to remember we're talking India then, so that would now include what we see as Pakistan, Bangladesh, Goa. The Indians were mainly frontline troops. At least 74,000 died. Africans, 135,000 frontline troops. Nearly 1.5 million served as labour and auxiliary support. Now, Britain was unwilling to use Muslim colonies, but France had a force noire, which was made up of several thousand Somalis and West Africans from their colonies, their empire. The contribution of British-born or British-based black people is often understated. Excuse me. For example, Walter Tull is often mentioned, but there were many, many others who signed up for local regiments and who were never officers. For example, Tom Aroma, who served in the Cheshire Regiment and the Merchant Navy, despite being diagnosed in 1915 as medically unfit. In 1914, a third of Merchant Navy crews were non-British born. By 1915, that number had increased significantly as white sailors joined the Royal Navy. But the events in 1918 showed the nature of things to come for black people involved in the war effort. Thousands of West Indians volunteered. Their initial journey to England was perilous, with hundreds of soldiers suffering from severe frostbite when their ships were diverted via Halifax in Canada. Very many had to return home, no longer to fit to serve as soldiers, with no compensation or benefits. Although black West Indians did fight in Egypt, France, Italy and Palestine, Mesopotamia, which is now Iraq, and Jordan. But generally their main role was as labour. They had to load and unload ships, do labour fatigues, manual or menial labour, and perform demeaning tasks like building and cleaning toilets for white soldiers and Italian prisoners, which all caused much resentment. This was to come to a head in a camp at Taranto, Italy. The attitude of white soldiers was very apparent in an incident in Belmont Road Military Hospital in Liverpool. About 50 of the 2,000 wounded soldiers based there were black. Relations between the patients was quite good until white soldiers who had served in South Africa arrived in September 1918. Tensions quickly emerged and a pitched battle occurred when 500 white soldiers attacked the 50 black servicemen with their sticks, pots, pans and kettles. Some of the other white patients tried to defend their black comrades until the military police arrived. The next day, the London press firmly placed the blame for the events upon the black patients, although later a War Office inquiry found quite the opposite. One Trinidadian soldier in Egypt wrote to a friend saying that we are treated neither as Christians nor as British citizens, but as West Indians, and we chose not to use this word, the N-word, without anybody to be interested in nor look after us. In 1999, Eugene Clark, aged 106, who fought in the Somme, was nominated for the Légion d'honneur by the French government for his service on French soil. As a Taranto mutineer, he received no recognition from Britain. For some black soldiers, wartime experience sparked off a desire for social justice. After Clennell Wickham returned home, he became editor of the Barbados Herald, which backed early campaigns for civil rights in the West Indies. The experience of these soldiers and forcefully repatriated merchant seamen was greatly to affect the fight for independence. The Army Command's handling of their black volunteers from the West Indies reveals some of the most grotesque racial attitudes ever seen in the British forces. When the Army finally allowed the formation of a black regiment, it was not allowed to fight on the Western Front because of a fear that the Germans might despise the British for needing the help of, quote, savages to wage their war. But they were happy to allocate the black soldiers their traditional role as servants. This was lethal servitude. The men had the task of carrying ammunition and water under heavy fire to the troops on the front lines. In the camp in Taranto, Italy, the West Indian soldiers were living and working in terrible conditions, shaving their bodily hair because of lice. At the camp, the black soldiers had been denied the sixpence pay rise given to whites, and they were ordered to clean the latrines of their fellow white soldiers and Italian prisoners. They were also refused passes to leave the camp, and while white soldiers were rapidly demobbed, they were vindictively kept on for months, virtual prisoners until November 1919. On the 6th of November 1919, they'd had enough. The men on the 9th Battalion revolted and attacked their black officers. On the same day, 180 sergeants forwarded a petition to the Secretary of State complaining about the pay issue, the failure to increase their separation allowance, and the fact they had been discriminated against in the areas of promotion. This was because they had discovered that the white soldiers had been given a pay rise and they had been denied it because they were savages. They refused to work for 4 days. One black soldier was shot, by mistake, it is stated, by a non-commissioned officer. The new commanding officer, a South African, put down the mutiny with a battalion of Worcestershire Regiment, and perceived ringleaders were rounded up. The 9th British West Indies Regiment was disbanded, and the men distributed to the other battalions, which all subsequently disarmed. Some of the mutineers were given prison terms of 8 to 14 years. One was shot by firing squad, even though the offence occurred months after the end of the war. Under government orders, there were no West Indian or African troops included in the Peace March of July 1919. A victory parade held in London to mark the end of the war. There is a painting that shows Indian cavalry on the march, but in fact they trooped later in a separate event. This was supposed to be a small representative contingent of the Indian Army. So the experience of black people in the war, particularly the soldiers, was shameful, discriminatory, extremely racist. And it set a tone for soldiers' attitudes towards them, white soldiers' attitudes, and black soldiers' and seamen's attitudes towards A, the Empire, and B, to white people in authority when they returned home to the West Indies.